Hey guys, another Manic Monday. James chapter 3 is where we're reading today and studying. And let me ask you this, are there scriptures that you have run across that kind of scare you? I think that if we're students of the Bible, we do run into those verses or those chapters of the Bible that we think to ourselves, oh no, I think I'm a little scared because I know that I struggle with this. If you think about Jesus back in Matthew chapter 6, where he says, forgive if you want to be forgiven, that's pretty scary, especially when we've been hurt deeply by people or been hurt repeatedly by people and have to forgive them over and over again. Or maybe in Ephesians chapter 5, you have read that you should have not even a hint of sexual immorality, or Jesus' words saying if you so much as look at a person with any kind of impure thought in your mind, any lust in your mind, then you've already committed adultery in your heart. Those are scary verses to many of us. And I got to tell you that verse 1 of chapter 3 might be the scariest verse in the Bible for me as a pastor. It says, not many of you should become teachers, my fellow believers, because you know that we who teach will be judged more strictly. That, my friends, freaks me out a little bit. This is why I am so careful and why it's so important to me to preach God's word accurately and effectively, and hopefully God's grace will be huge and his mercy will be vast for me when I take my last breath. I think for many of us today, this chapter, or most of this chapter, can be a little scary because many of us struggle with the things that come out of our mouth, whether it's cursing, whether it's gossip, whether it's words that are said with a tinge of passive aggressiveness or sarcasm, or even words that are strong and tones of voice that are maybe even considered mean or demeaning. I think that this chapter 3 can be a little scary for us. You know, James gives us three really amazing illustrative ways of talking about the power of our words. And he uses the word tongue. So when he's talking about a tongue, he's not just talking about the organ in our mouth, but he's talking about the words that we choose. And I think he can relate to a lot of us here because some of us have animals or we're familiar with horses. My wife and I have a couple horses out at our farm. And I'll tell you, our horses, they have attitudes. And one of the things, and me not being a very knowledgeable horse owner, something that I have learned is a bit, a metal bit that you put in a horse's mouth, can sure make a huge difference. And maybe that will apply to you as you read that today about James talking about a bit in the horse of a mouth. And in the mouth of a horse, excuse me. And then for those of you who are lake people, lake goers, maybe you own a boat. And if you've ever had a broken rudder on your boat, you will really be able to relate with James here talking about how that little tiny rudder can steer the whole ship, just like your tongue can control your whole body by the words that you choose. And then I think any of us in this third illustrative word picture that he gives us, being in dry Kansas, As I record this, it's raining for the first time in a long time, but in this dry, extremely dry state of our land here, we can relate when James says that a small spark can make a huge fire. Just a few words coming out of our mouth, a small spark of what we say out of our mouth, can cause devastation. So as you read about taming the tongue today, just ask God, what area do you want me to work on with this? And I think we all know, we all have different struggles with words we choose or ways we talk or things that we habitually do that we excuse ourselves for. And maybe it's just how we talk to our spouse. Maybe it's just the edge in our voice. Maybe it's other things that we know don't reflect who we are in Christ. So as you read this today, I want to encourage you to think about and apply this to your life and apply it, realizing that we need to get rid of the little spark and we need to fix the rudder, right? And we need to get the right bit in our mouth in order to control the things we say so that we can really bring glory to God in that way. With that, I will close out for today, and I'll be back with chapter 4 of James tomorrow.